This is the Ryder and Lisa podcast.
Brought to you by Yegg Property Pros. Powered by Real Broker. Get a realtor who knows. Call the pros.
So we have a friend that was minding their business in their house, putting their daughter to bed over the weekend. His wife was in the bathroom working on some tile. So obviously they're renovating.
How times have changed.
Right.
Hey, like the
I know, I love
husband
it.
Tending to the baby, the lady tiling the bathroom. But yeah.
Anyway, after they put their daughter to sleep, they went downstairs, hit play on the TV to watch a show together, realized there was a light on in the garage. And they're like, that's weird. Go out there, car's missing.
Mm-hmm.
They can see the red taillights in the back alley. Walk up to the vehicle. There's just a woman sitting in their car. But she's not just sitting in there. She also has their daughter's backpack. So at first they were like, oh, well, maybe we left the keys in the car. But no, if the backpack's in there, she came into their house while they were upstairs with their kid and working in the bathroom.
Found the keys, hit the garage, grabbed the backpack on the way, and was going to ditch.
I'd love to know any stories from our listeners, like, has someone ever broken into your house while you were in there and you had no idea? Because I think that that takes balls to be like, I'm going to go inside and hopefully find their keys.
Yeah, or...
Not everyone keeps them by the door anymore.
It takes balls or meth.
Yeah, maybe.
Like, you could be outrageously high and just walk into the wrong house and then be like, I should probably get out of here. Grab a backpack and head out.
Yeah, maybe.
I mean, backpacks have pretty good snacks.
That's
normally,
true
the
too.
Kids don't end up finishing.
Yeah,
so
there's always like Scooby snacks or something.
Exactly.
Or like those little plastic cheese and cracker things.
100%.
Do they still come with the red
stick?
Stick?
You know what? I think more of them are like dippy style now rather than spready style.
Those don't taste as good.
No.
Because the dippy type of cracker are too sweet.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, what a wild turn of events to just be chilling and then be like, wait a minute, while I was just chilling, this happened. It'd be terrifying.
Like, yeah, totally.
I would feel very uneasy about things. I know my buddy, not the same story by any stretch, but he was on vacation and a couple broke into his house and then just made it their own, like in every way possible. Quite nasty. Like cigarette burns in the carpet and finished all their liquor. Had obviously had a time on the bed.
Obviously?
Yeah.
I don't want to know more details.
Anyway, it was a damn mess. And they ended up selling that house and moving because they said they just never felt comfortable again.
I bet.
And that, like, I can't blame them.
Just knowing someone was in your space is a very creepy feeling.
But like while you're home?
While you're home is next level scary.
And like to me, when I hear a loud noise or you hear a loud noise, you're always like, what was that?
I get so scared. Turns out it's just a squeegee that fell in the shower.
Yeah, and every time I'm like, what's it going to be? We're home.
But you never know. You hear stories like this.
Yeah, that's a wild one.
So maybe this could be a good PSA to, even if you're home, lock your doors. It's annoying for people when they're trying to come over and visit or whatever, but.
Yeah. Still.
Get the Kimmy Gibblers out of here. You can't just be barging in. You know what I mean?
Most people, or not most, but a lot of people would have unlock and lock abilities on their phone now, too. With
true.
Newer security systems.
Now imagine that in a Seinfeld episode, an updated one, where Kramer can't get into the apartment.
He just thuds against the door every episode.
I got this text from Spencer. My good friends used to live in Summerside in some of those townhouses that all look the same. One night, his wife forgot to lock the door and heard someone downstairs in the middle of the night, so she called down from the top of the stairs and someone answered. Turns out, the guy had a few drinks in him, had no idea he was in the wrong house. The cops had to come and take him out. It was an honest mistake, but she was pretty rattled. And that just had me thinking, like, if the homes look that similar, I wonder if the snacks in the pantry were better or worse than his real house.
Well, yeah, because the pantries would have probably been in the same spot.
Yeah, and that's the first thing that you dominate when you come home after a night of drinking.
Yeah, you're like, when did I buy the Cinnamon Toast Crunch?
Yeah, I'm pumped.
Let's go. The only scary thing in that situation, other than like for the person who had a stranger in their house, no doubt, is you don't know when the food was made and if the leftovers are still safe.
True. Like if it's rice or something and it's been in the fridge for too long, like that can make you really sick.
Spaghetti and meatballs, yes. But it's like day 7 and they just haven't gotten around to throw it away yet. That's dangerous.
Carissa just wrote in saying, I always lock my doors even when I'm home, 1000%. I even turn on my alarm because I had a friend who had someone break into their basement when they were home. They were having dinner and heard this noise, but they didn't think much of it. Went about their night. An hour or so later, her partner went downstairs. There was a guy just sleeping on their couch.
We had a call like that. We had a call like that once, but it was the guy who slept on the couch.
Do you remember the story that I told on our show years ago? A true story. And it was a developing area at the time. So it might even be somewhere south side that's like fully developed now.
Yeah.
But there was a house that was still getting built. And they went downstairs to do a tour of the house. And there was this clown toy in the corner of the basement, like a doll. It looked like a doll. And they were like, that's weird. What is that? And then the doll moved. Turned out it was a guy that escaped the asylum. And he was dressed as a clown. That is a true story.
How do you know that's a true story?
Because I heard it from a friend of a friend of mine.
Yeah, exactly. A friend of a friend of a friend of a friend.
Ryder, I'm serious.
Was it about the time It came out?
There was a stretch when people were being weird in clown suits around the city. And I know a lot of people don't like to talk about it, but we all remember it.
I feel like a lot of it was just stories, though.
I don't think so. Kristen just wrote in saying, one time my boyfriend lived in a condo. He thought he entered the right apartment, sat down, cracked a beer, which is also weird to me. Like, do you have the same beer?
Yeah, you'd have to be in the bag.
Oh, he said, she goes on to say it was late. He was drunk. So when the people who actually lived in that condo came home, they see him just sitting on the couch drinking a beer. Like, what are you doing in here? This must be more common than we realize.
We dropped my buddy off once. To go home. And it was like summer when we were in college. So he was back living with his parents. And we watched him get out of the car and walk the wrong direction. We're like, oh, that'll be funny to hear about tomorrow.
You just left him?
Yeah, he went to a cop's house and the cop answered the door with his gun pulled.
Well, that's a bit aggressive.
Well, no, but there's somebody trying to get into his house.
Oh, okay.
Like if I had a gun in, I could hear somebody fiddling with the door trying to get in, I'd answer with the weapon.
What's the first thing you'd grab if you didn't have a weapon nearby?
Oh.
A stool?
Yeah, the stool could hurt. A baseball bat is definitely the answer, though. Like,
I have these 25-pound hand weights. Yeah, that's what's up. That's what I lift. I'd probably throw that right at their head.
You think you could throw that 25-pound weight?
Ryder, I am built like Mrs. Trunchbull. Like, put me in a shot put tournament. I'd win.
If somebody was breaking into the house and you threw a 25-pound weight at them, it would land probably
on their foot, and then they wouldn't be able to run away.
It would probably land and break like a door frame 6 feet in front of them.
Okay.
Grab the 5-pound weight. You'd be way more dangerous with that.
I don't use 5 pounds. That's a waste of my money.
Okay. You wonder why you're looking like Mrs. Trunchbull, working out with 25s and making fun of 5s.
Mess with me, I dare you. I can't believe how many of our listeners have dealt with someone breaking into their house or randomly just being in the wrong house. I think that there's a common trend, though, on the text line. So many of these stories are drunk, clueless men that are just in the wrong house.
Yeah, this one from Dawn. My parents had a guy try to break into their house at 3:30 one morning. They called the cops. Turned out he was just partying way too hard. Had walked from White Ave to Sherwood Park. You'd think if you were walking from White Ave to Sherwood Park,
you'd sober up a bit.
Yeah, holy dang. I guess if you're on the far side of White Ave, it's a little bit better on the east end of it.
Jay wrote in, I lived in a condo in West Edmonton. One Saturday night, I wake up around 2 a.m. Someone's fiddling with the door lock. I get out of bed, go to the door, open it. There's this lady trying to get her key, but it's the wrong condo unit. When I opened the door, she tried to walk in and she's like putting her keys away, says, thank you, looked up at me and looked like she had seen a ghost. I laughed. I knew it was an honest mistake because I've done it before too. Mm-hmm. And she quickly like ran away towards the elevators.
It's got the same vibes as like when you jump into the wrong car when you're leaving the convenience store and you look over and there's like a nice old lady sitting there.
It's giving the same vibes as like when toddlers come up and hold your hand and they think yeah. that you're their parent and you're totally. Like, hi. And then the look they give you is yeah. just sheer terror.
It's a good good example. 780-784-7107. What do you got for us?
Okay, so I was just like sitting on my couch and I just moved into this apartment and I just like heard my door open and I was like, that's weird. And this guy like storms into my apartment with like this huge bouquet of flowers and we just like stare at each other for a couple minutes and he's like, sorry, wrong apartment. And I was just like, oh, okay. And then he left and I was like sad because I was like, oh, maybe I'm just, you know, the main character of like a rom-com or something. Like maybe this is my chance.
This is my favorite story, especially visualizing this guy storming in as if he owed someone an apology. Like,
right.
Then he's like, maybe I don't have to make this apology.
But you know what?
And I'll just give these flowers to Jen.
Yeah. But also like, I would much rather a guy burst into my apartment with a bouquet of flowers. Why am I saying that word so weird? Bouquet? Bouquet?
Bouquet?
I'd much rather a guy walk into my apartment with a bouquet of flowers over, like, a weapon.
Right.
Huh.
Yeah, that was the most obvious statement you've ever made as well. Maybe when you screwed up bouquet the first time, you should have, like, had time to realize that, yeah, that wasn't needed.
This isn't a necessary sentence. Awesome, Jen. Thank you so much.
No worries.
Have a great day. We're talking about break and enter stories after we were discussing a friend of ours had that happen to him over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Him and his wife were upstairs putting their daughter to bed. Next thing you know, they're like, our vehicle's missing. And the person had to have entered the house to get the keys.
While they were upstairs.
They didn't hear anything.
Yeah.
So we're getting some pretty wild stories of your experiences. Get at us if you have a story. Call us. Send us a text. This one here, I am going to keep it anonymous just for privacy.
This is the family one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this text says, we had someone break into our house when we were in Hawaii. It was right after the nanny dropped the dog off, right before we were getting home from the airport. Short window of the home being just the dog inside. Our dog at the time was extremely protective and definitely would have attacked anyone who tried to break in. That's when we realized, like, if the person is unharmed, it had to be someone that the dog knows.
So the break-in happened while they were in Hawaii.
Mm-hmm. Well, they were like coming home from the airport. The nanny had just dropped the dog back off.
Okay.
And
so the nanny had said, house seemed fine when I was there. Okay.
Exactly. Turns out this texter's brother orchestrated the entire robbery with his friends, but made it seem like he wasn't involved because he was with them on the trip. So, like, gave them access, like, a key to the house. They stole everything, stereos, jewelry, video games.
Can you imagine having a sibling that pulled that move on you? Like, if I broke into my brother's house, I would deliver something.
Yeah, you would and leave like, them, like, a nice treat on the counter.
Yeah.
Yeah, they went on to say we've moved past that, but he was definitely an awful child.
Yeah, some people just go through rough phases, I suppose, but that is a
totally.
Pretty rough one. Glad that they sorted that out. That's some detective work, hey, to realize, like, wait a minute. This has to be somebody the dog knows or we would have been in trouble.
There would have been blood everywhere.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, it was a stranger. This text here from Kurt. I was away on a ski trip, but a guy broke into our house in the middle of the night. We lived in Mournville. My roommate saw a shadow moving around in the basement, thought it was just his brother drunk and roaming around until he noticed that the guy had long hair. Keep in mind, it's very dark in our basement, but my roommate ended up tackling this guy, holding him down while his brother called the police. Turns out he was on drugs and had collected 6 of our knives out of the kitchen.
What?
Scary stuff. We got another text earlier this morning, too, from, I think it was Dez, who said there were really thin walls between some of the apartments or something of the sort. And when they moved a box in the basement, they noticed someone had cut a hole out of the wall. So someone was coming like in and out of their house. Like, who knows?
What?
Who knows how long that was going on for?
That's terrifying.
I don't know. I don't know if I could continue living there. That's like dirty. Like, I feel like uneasy hearing that story.
I feel like I'd have to move out.
You have to move.
Like, has this person been watching me sleep?
Exactly.
I mean, I'm not a very attractive sleeper. I snore and sweat, so probably not me, but still.
It's Ryder and Lisa's Top 7 at 7.
We have some really good honorable mentions rolling in on the text line, Ryder.
Yeah, should I check them to make sure they didn't hit the list?
Yeah, is Rob's on the list?
It didn't make it, but it very easily could have.
It should have. When people say, I'm a poet and I didn't even know it, we're counting down the top 7 best rhyme lines. I love saying that. I'm a poet and I didn't even know it.
Aaron, an apple a day keeps the doctor away.
Yes.
Good one. Got an issue, here's a tissue. That's pretty solid. I've never even heard that one before.
What?
Yeah. Got an issue, here's a tissue. That's well known.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, maybe I'm not the guy for the job.
No, seriously.
Top 7 catchphrases that rhyme. At number 7, saw this one texted in a few times too. See you later, alligator.
The best.
Funny, kids like it, adults like it, it's good. Coming in at number 6, uh-oh, spaghetti-o. Don't know why, brings joy to my life when I hear it. Coming in at number 5, probably not a lot of joy. You hear this one. If it burns when you pee, you have an STD.
They're actually called STIs now. So that one doesn't even work anymore. If you want to cry, it might be an STI.
When you pee, you want to cry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We might have to pivot that one. I think we should delete that one and put in, I'm a poet and I didn't even know it.
I got another one that could be put into that spot.
Okay.
So we're deleting that at number 5.
We have to.
And we're going with No Way Jose. Whoever was the
people
like,
say that all the time, too.
And whoever was the first Jose that had that said to them, I wonder how hard they laughed. Because it just sounds funny.
And then from there on out, it got old.
I don't think so. At number 4, wakey wakey, eggs and bakey.
Turkey bakey.
Nobody even calls bacon bakey, so I don't know why this one has the longevity that it does, but I'm here for it.
Yeah, I like it.
At number 3, too bad, so sad.
Mm-hmm.
Especially funny
so good.
If you say it in an office setting, speaking to another adult, just too bad, so sad. It's got that like joyful, playful schoolyard
chirp.
Yeah. But it works in the adult world.
It's when you get the last good donut in the office
lunchroom.
Lunchroom, yeah. Too bad, so sad.
Or when somebody gets let go.
No.
And they're picking
Ryder.
Up and they're gathering their things before they leave.
Ooh, okay, Connie's suggestion. Is it number 1?
What's it about?
Well,
don't say it. No, don't whisper it.
Let me whisper it to
you. No, that's the most boring radio ever, you whispering
things.
Okay,
well, let me just say it, and if I ruin number 1, I ruin number 1. What's up, Buttercup?
I didn't make the list.
That's not on the list, but if it... What was your STD one? How did that make the top 7?
If it burns when you pee, you have an STD. That's just like a catchy phrase that everybody knows.
Well, it's outdated. Next, number 1. Oh my gosh, is it this text? We're getting so many good ones.
No.
Is that it?
Yes. Quit trying to wreck my friggin' list.
Guess what, chicken butt? That's not the one that I was about to ruin, but that's also a great honorable mention.
God, why don't you just do another top 7 tomorrow? Leave me alone.
Easy peasy, lemon squeezy.
It's not on the list. I'm on the final 2. Could you just let me have it?
Yeah.
Coming in at number 2, fake it till you make it.
Love that one.
Yeah.
That's my life.
It's very much true.
Yeah.
And like trying to make sure my kid knows that when it comes to anything. Like even like, you want to play second base this year? Fake it till you make it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Act like you've been here before.
Exactly. At number 1, whoever smelt it, dealt it. It's perfect because that's usually not even the case.
No, the person that goes, who farted? Is definitely not the one that farted. Although that'd be a really smart move to do if it was you.
I do that sometimes, yeah.
Yeah, I know you do. Here's another honorable mention. C's get degrees.
Oh, what about snitches get stitches?
Oh,
I forgot about that one.
And it's true.
All right.
Mind your business. Okay, that was fun.
Thank you.
Thanks to everyone that contributed to the list. We needed your help. Like, I just can't get over the burning... What was it?
If it burns when you pee, you have an STD. That's a good one. Did you see my Instagram story last night?
No.
Well?
You don't even actually pop up on my algorithm.
Wow.
I'm just kidding. Okay, let me look. Okay, Ryder FM. I'm looking at your story or a post?
My story, yeah. Okay.
Tonight's the night, first goal of the season. We'll delete this later if it doesn't happen. And it's a picture of your feet in your hockey skates.
Yeah.
It's still up.
Yeah, I didn't delete it.
So you finally scored a goal?
Yeah.
How many years have you been playing hockey?
No, like I scored a goal last season.
Did you?
Yeah, I got a couple.
Oh.
But no, this season, and like it's the end of the year.
I was just going to say, wait a minute, what month is it? It's April.
Yeah. So I was... I was a bit of a ghost on the score sheet.
Yeah. Well, you had a couple injuries, too.
Yeah, you're that like, didn't help.
Well, congratulations.
Guess how many I got?
Two? Are you okay?
Yeah, I just got so excited. My body started working against me. Yeah, I got two.
Wow.
15 seconds apart.
Okay, you know what? If anyone else wants to brag about their rec hockey scores that they've had recently, feel free to hit us up. We'll give you a round of applause.
You didn't even... react to the fact that I got them 15 seconds apart. You know how badass that is?
Yeah, it's McDavid.
All the guys on my team are like, hey, let's get you a goal tonight.
Oh, that's so cute of them. So they were helping you?
And then I got, yeah, the first one just went off my shin pad. Somebody shot it at me.
Oh, really? I thought it would like ricochet off of the chair that you use.
I don't use a chair. I probably should. But yeah, banked off my old shin pad. And, you know, I still counted it in my mind.
Like, but did they count it on the scoreboard?
Pretty sure. And then 15 seconds later, baby, right off the stick, the way she's supposed to go. No biggie.
All right. Well, I'm getting bored of this story. Can we move on?
Time for the segment that has radio's worst theme song.
Yep.
Things that make you feel old.
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 It's so bad, Ryder. Like, I cringe every time. But it's a great topic.
Mm-hmm.
What is making you feel old lately? You know we love hearing from you. Hit us up with your answer.
Mine's heavy. So I think you should go first.
Okay. We have a coworker that's, like, roughly around the same age as us who hurt his back standing up and probably won't be fully recovered for a year. His chiropractor told him.
Oh, my goodness.
So that's making me feel scared to stand up.
Just to stand up?
Yes.
Not to do anything else?
Yes, because when I inquired with him, I was like, what happened? He's like, Lisa.
I stood up.
I stood up.
Yeah, that's heavy.
Yep.
That's sad.
How about you? What's making you feel old lately?
Okay, so you know the expression... you've probably heard it before. Someday you'll pick up your kid for the last time.
Yes.
And you just don't even know what that moment is.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why I was thinking about this last night, just how fast she's growing up and maturing, but I like don't remember the last time I picked her up.
Are you crying?
No. But like, has that ship sailed?
Yeah, she's in junior high now.
I mean, but I could still, if she's like upset, I could still pick her up. I know, like,
yeah,
she's probably 70 pounds.
But then you might hurt your back.
Yeah, but I lift with my legs.
That's good. That's a start.
Anyway, it was a wild realization. And yeah. It's just a reminder to parents to soak it in. Like, as annoying as they can be at times and as frustrating as some of the phases can be, whether it's the diapers or the cleaning up after them constantly or... the temper tantrums, like it yeah. goes. It,
yeah.
It goes away with some of the really good stuff that you miss too.
I've heard a lot of empty nesters. The one thing that's really depressing for them after their kids move out of the house is looking around with how everything just stays where the parent left it last.
Sure.
Because, yeah, when they're in the house and they're making a mess, in that moment you hate it. It drives you crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But once they're gone, you miss things like that. And I feel the same way. I'm going to pivot a little bit because I just have dogs.
Mm-hmm.
And I watched someone talk about this the other day. Like, yeah, it's frustrating this time of year when they have their paw prints through the house. It's spring. But one day you're going to miss that. the last time that they trek through the house and there's mud. Like, as much as it's so annoying.
Yeah.
You're going to, when they pass, you're going to see in the sunlight, like a little paw print on your floor.
Totally.
And you're not going to want to wash it. You know what I mean?
Like, get it tattooed on your floor.
Exactly.
You know?
Sorry if we just made everyone cry.
No, I know. It's
true.
It's also a reminder to live in the moment, though. As, like, sad as some of these realities are,
mm-hmm.
do appreciate the time you have with the ones you love.
The beautiful mess.
And now for a theme song that doesn't match the energy at all.
Things that make you feel old.
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 It's nice to see our boy Classified dropping some new music and starting to hit the road again.
You got it. Except he announced his new song on April 1st. I'm like, man, you can't be doing that. People think you're joking.
Yeah, exactly.
You gotta wait till the 2nd of April. Anyway, yeah, so he has a new single out, and that means a new album is coming.
Yeah, I would think so.
Now, here's the thing. Years ago, we actually recorded a song with Classified.
We have two with him now.
We actually have two with him, yeah. But there's one in particular that we think is so good that he should add it to the album.
Yeah, like it didn't, I don't think any other stations but us played it. And I feel like it's good enough that like it should have gotten traction on other stations.
Well, I don't know if other stations will play it because it's you and I featured in it.
Yeah. Like, I don't think the other stations in town would play it.
But you think, like...
Well, Halifax, where he's from.
Exactly. So, if we can get enough people to support this song being good, maybe we can send him everyone's text, and it's like our own little petition.
Yeah.
And
hey,
he would
put
do
this
it.
As like a bonus track.
Like, our listeners love it.
I don't care if it's number 18. We have this many people promising they'll buy your album.
So when Classified came through, we were like, hey, we really want to write this rap song about how it's cool to own a minivan the older you get. And he rolls in and writes this verse that we're about to play for you in under 5 minutes.
Yeah, just absolutely slaps.
It is the best verse of rapping I've heard in quite some time.
Yeah, yeah, it's good.
He's that talented.
So let us know, 780-784-7107. Do you like this track?
Should it be
Minivan
on his upcoming album? We'll send him these texts and then maybe it'll convince him.
Will you support him even more than you do now? Will you make sure you like stream it?
The one thing I will say is I wish I had a bigger part in this song.
No, your part's so good, though.
It's important.
It is really important. It's catchy. That's the part everybody sings along to. You're a star.
Ryder.
What?
No, you're the star.
Here's Minivan.
I go, what's your name? I drive a minivan and I've got no shame.
Shoulder check.
Gear up into the floor in my five-door Ford, double sliding doors. I'm going 9 to 4 with a baby on board. I bought me a minivan and cruise it up and down the road. Shrek DVD, that's for sure. Making sure my mother nigga kid ain't bored. I've got more groceries than a grocery store and a statement from the bank on my dashboard.
I go, what's your name? I drive a minivan and I've got no shame.
Shoulder check.
I go, what's your name? Great gas mileage on this thing.
I've had many minivans. Mom and dad had a pile in the fam. Never paid 50 grand cause the ride was a beater. Broken heater, but needed a 7-seater. Oh, how I love that third row. Got my first five names, parents didn't know. Hit the open road, went camping. We used the stow and go, kept lamping. But oddly, I never had an Odyssey. But damn, I went far in a Winster. I came to Edmonton last night on my aeroplane. But the first time I came in a caravan and I love it.
I go, what's your name? I drive a minivan and I've got no shame.
I love the way you shoulder check.
I go, what's your name? Great gas mileage on this thing.
I love the way you shoulder check.
Damn. Okay, hit us up if you think that Classified should add that to his new album.
Great job. See, you really did bring it home with I love the way you shoulder check. It sounded so good.
I guess, whatever.
The problem, I think, about this song actually getting put onto Classified's album is I got the music off of like a no-royalty-free music site.
No, like I know that song. It's in a Pizza Hut commercial.
Pizza Hut commercial. What is a strange or gross discovery you made about someone after moving in with them? And just knowing how funny our listeners are, I thought it would be hilarious to bring it here.
I lived with someone once that like barely changed their socks. Like I would notice that they were wearing the same socks like 3 days in. I'd be like, because they were unique socks.
Yeah. Don't wear unique socks if you're a more than one dayer. That's the
truly
tip. You got to go with like plain grays.
Yeah, exactly. So we'd love to hear from you. Is there something strange, gross, weird that you learned about someone after living with them for a bit?
That reminded me of a buddy, very similar story, who I lived with, who ended up telling us at some point that he wore his gaunch like 3 or 4 days in a row.
Oh, no.
And we're like, why, though?
But why?
Like,
how many pairs do you own?
Also, you could probably wash 300 pairs of underwear in one load of laundry. Like, I get not washing your hoodie every time you wear it.
And jeans.
Or even a, like a towel every time you use it.
Okay, towel, 2 showers max.
No.
Well, it starts to stink.
3 to 4 showers. If you hang it up properly.
4? Your dead skin is coming off onto it.
I would go a full week with the same towel if it was hung up properly every time.
That is something you should keep to yourself.
That's not that strange compared to Buddy rocking gaunch 3 or 4 days in a row.
Okay, so what is your answer? What is something strange, weird you learned about someone after living with them or staying with them? Maybe you went and stayed at someone's house for a week.
We already got a text here, 780-784-7107. I found out my roommate wipes his boogers on his socks. That's nasty.
I can't.
Like, imagine picking your nose and being like, what am I going to do this? And you go for the sock? Instead of just putting it back like the rest of us?
Ryder, what? We're asking you if you've ever learned something disgusting, weird, strange about someone after they stayed with you for a bit or they moved in. We got this text. We're going to just call them Al. Okay? For the weird, gross things to learn after living with someone, my mom's ex worked at a bakery. And after moving in with us, who, by the way, was not invited to, mind you, first red flag, we found out he would sleep in his work clothes for days on end without changing or showering. Reminder, he worked at a bakery.
Did he wear an apron at the bakery,
like,
maybe?
Yeah, what is happening? Yeah, okay, that's fair, but still.
Still. Why are you sleeping in your work clothes? I mean, unless you get up really early.
Which they do.
You know how, like, sometimes...
Bakers get up very early.
Yeah, that's a good point. You know how sometimes you're, like, traveling, and you got to be at the airport by 3, and so, like, at 10 as you're getting ready, you're like, maybe I just put on the clothes I'm going to go to the airport in. Is that...
That's weird to me.
Okay. Not as weird as this one. My boyfriend stands with 1 foot on the toilet and then crouches to wipe.
What?
I had no idea.
Oh, maybe it's just a better way to get in there.
Said it always looks like he's trying to put in a tampon for the first time.
Yep. Angela wrote in saying, I had my ex leave his dirty socks everywhere and they stunk so bad. I asked him multiple times. He would never pick them up. So I shoved them in his mouth one day when he was sleeping and he learned.
That's nasty. That's super nasty.
This one here, I had roommates and I noticed that all the dishes kept disappearing. So I went into his room. Sure enough, under his bed, there were so many dirty dishes. So they would store them under the bed.
Now, why wouldn't you just put it on your dresser and then the next time you're getting up, if you want to be lazy, the next time you're getting up, just grab it on the way to the kitchen.
Exactly.
That one seems so simple to me. But
I don't know, man. People are weird.
My husband puts butter on his Pop-Tarts after toasting them.
Yeah, that sounds amazing.
It does sound actually pretty delicious.
Oh my gosh, I'm drooling. I'm so... Who am I?
We're both team husband.
I'm like learning something about myself right now. Am I a gross eater? I would put butter on that.
780-784-7107. Hit us up if you've got a story about something ridiculous, strange or gross you learned about somebody after moving in with them. A strange or gross discovery you made about somebody else after you moved in with them. Because sometimes you just never know until you're living together.
Yeah, and it doesn't have to be someone that you're living together. Maybe you, like, stayed at somebody's house once.
Like, it's a you have a weird move.
What do I do?
When you grab a cold bubbly out of the fridge, you'll lick the can.
No,
and then,
I don't.
And then you crack it, yeah.
I've never done that in my life.
You get, like, the condensation off the cold can. It is messed up.
Anyway, back to texts that are actually real. Andrea wrote in saying, I used to buy cases of water for myself, like bottles of water for my roommate and I years ago, and I started to notice that there would be several of them open around the apartment, but still half full. I'd be like, are these yours? There's two over there. There's one over there. Like, I felt like I was living with the little girl from the movie Signs.
Yeah.
She told me, yeah, they're all hers, but she wouldn't drink them after a while because she was worried that at that point there was poison in them. Like, who would be poisoning you? I told her she has to start buying her own water if she was going to waste it like that.
Yeah.
Or I actually would start poisoning her. That's such a funny plot twist to the end of your text. Thank you so much.
And this one says, I actually learned something about myself after getting a new roommate. I'm nowhere near as funny as I think I am.
Oh, no.
Must have been some failed jokes.
Yep, tough crowd.
People are so busy now paying attention to their phone.
Yeah, most their of the own time, lives.
When somebody doesn't laugh, I think that they just weren't paying attention. That's how I save myself the pain.
It's Ryder and Lisa's 1K Wordplay. Brought to you by Out of Bounds Restaurant.
So yesterday on the show, we gave away $25.
Not ideal.
Hoping to do a little bit better today. We have Jerry on the phone. Caller 7, ready to play Ryder and Lisa's 1K Wordplay. Are you feeling confident this morning, Jerry?
Yes.
Okay. The question mark at the end? Maybe not. Okay, so, Jerry, here's how the game works. You're going to choose a teammate. They're going to leave the studio. They're not going to hear round one. We'll give you 25 seconds to tell the other host the first word that comes to mind when they give you 5 words. We'll invite your teammate back in. For every word that matches with yours, it's $25. If all 5 match, it's $1,000. So who is your teammate this morning?
Ryder.
Get out of here.
All right.
Get
this Let's zone. Do this.
Do some push-ups in the hallway or something.
No problem.
Get the blood flowing. Okay, Jerry, I'm going to start your 25-second timer after I say the first word. Good luck.
All right, thanks.
What comes to your mind, Jerry, when I say broom?
Sweep.
Cow.
Milk.
Advil.
Headache.
Sour.
Lemon.
Forest.
Trees.
Good answers. And you still had lots of time left on the clock. Let's get Ryder back in here.
Ooh.
We're feeling good.
More than 25?
I think so. I would hope so, actually.
I'm ready.
If we can't get more than 25, I think it'll be your fault.
Okay.
What comes to your mind when I say broom?
Sweep.
$25, Jerry. Forest.
Trees.
$50. What comes to your mind when I say cow?
Cow. There are 2 words here. I'm going to say milk.
That's right. $75.
Oh, I really was craving a steak.
Yeah, or
too.
Beef.
Yeah.
Beef is a good answer, too. Okay, so we're at $75. Can we make it to 100? What comes to your mind when I say Advil?
Headache.
$100, Jerry.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
We have one more word to go. Can Jerry win $1,000? All right, Ryder. Come on. You've got this.
Off to a pretty good start, I would say.
I love it.
Yes, yes, yes.
What is the first word that comes to your mind when I say sour?
I'm staying with dairy. I'm going to go with cream.
Lemon.
Oh, nope, wrong button. That was the winner button. I thought we were going to.
Oh, no. I'm so sorry, Jerry. We tried our best.
No, that's okay. That was good.
That was good. We were so close. You picked up $100. Thank you so much for playing.
Thank you.
Awesome. Okay, well, we were close. I mean, sour is kind of hard. I was thinking, when I wrote it, I was thinking candy. Like, I'd love to know what our listeners
sour
got.
Sour cream was a pretty good
sour
answer.
Sour cream's pretty good, yeah. So,
like, it's what I immediately thought of, and then I tried to think of some other better options, and I just couldn't in my mind.
That's fair. You got to go with your gut, right? The first thing that comes to mind. So hit us up and let us know, would you have won $1,000? We love this game. We play it every weekday. Brought to you by Out of Bounds Restaurant.
Next chance tomorrow morning at 7:50.
The Ryder and Lisa Podcast.
Brought to you by Yegg Property Pros. Powered by Real Broker. Get a realtor who knows. Call the pros.
Play 107.